International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show in some pool. Heard the snow.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Now that we've offended any new viewers we had this week, right off the bat.
Yeah, well, it was basically so I could test something right off the top in my ear, but it was an unsuccessful test. Oh. And, you know, what better thing to start with than that?
Hey, Slim.
Yeah.
Look at the last message Mark said.
Oh, Mark's already leaving comments. Jesus Christ.
He was waiting for the audio.
Well, that's coming. That's coming. Okay. He's got to wait. Tell him to wait.
Got to wait, Mark.
Got to wait, Mark. Got to wait.
This shirt, here, it's for you, Mark.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll make you bigger.
He's got long hair.
I'll make you. Oh, didn't help. Screw you, hippie.
Screw you, hippie. Okay.
Is this sounding more like Pee Wee Herman?
Oh. No.
We'll tell again, you what. We will tell you, Mark.
Life would be boring without me.
Sure as fuck would.
There you go.
2023.
Oh, shit. She got a little excited. Fuck.
A little premature datification.
Yeah, well, something. Whoops.
All right. Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for November 8th.
2023.
That's where we fucked up that click track, god damn it.
Hump day, yeah.
You only know what a click track is if you're in the business. So.
I do.
You know, we fucked it all up. We were off timing with the click track. God damn it, Jeff.
What the hell? I have nothing to do with your clicking tracking thingy.
Oh yeah, you write this show and I have a click track. You don't get it.
I write
he doesn't
the show,
understand.
But I've never done intravenous drugs.
I get it. But there you go, Mark. It's
hump day.
We'll give it to him twice.
He likes the hump day. Okay.
Here's why we had to do that. Here, because here's what? His comment. Here's his comment. What day is it? This was right at the top of the show.
Right.
So.
As soon as 2023, monk, it came right in.
Hump day. Right. Yeah.
Jill says hello to us.
Hey, hello.
And of course, Mark says hello.
I want to make sure that I think everybody out there is sleeping better today. Because after all, the Democrats did pretty well yesterday in the couple of off-year elections that were held. You know, it was low turnout, off-year stuff. But apparently youngins think abortion is more important than people like we're about to show you ruining everything else other than abortion. So the abortion in chief, I don't know what else to call him, the same person who couldn't get your McDonald's French fry order right, we're going to entrust him to not start World War III because of our feelings on abortion. This is who you're for, people.
Anyway, the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy, yeah.
And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga,
$159 billion lead.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. The idea that Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, to we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is. Let me say another way. But the nature. Not a solid meeting they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of free care.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No.
That's probably the only thing he's still good at. Oh, my God. He's just horrible. But speaking of the corrupt old Phoebe, I heard about this the other day, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, but seeing Biden made me think of this. So I'm going to ask you, Rick, because it's about Disney.
Ah.
And I know you go there like 38 friggin' times a year.
Yeah, close.
So if there's a Disney expert among us, I've been there twice in my life, Slim.
In your life.
Twice.
Wow.
And so me and Slim together is like a month and a half for Rick.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, I heard this the other night. The story is that Disney goers, and this is why I thought of Biden, made me think of this. Disney goers are pooping in line because they don't want to get out of line to go to the bathroom. Has this been your experience?
No, not at all. Not that I
see. I went in like 1995 when people still had manners and shit.
Yeah, but apparently they don't have shit now.
Listen,
believe it?
No. I've been on lines. Where's one of the longest lines I've been on? Maybe.
I saw all that crap you ate the last time you went there.
Yeah,
yeah, and you might have shit online without intending to shit online.
I didn't intend to, and nor have I done.
You ate some weird stuff, dude.
Well, it was the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. You're supposed to eat the weird stuff.
Oh, okay.
But the Kahlua pulled pork on one of those king buns were totally amazing.
Kahlua pulled pork.
Oh my god! And yes, it's pulled pork.
Is that another way of saying Hawaiian hooker?
No, that would be a pork puller. This is
right. Hey, I was close. Shut up. Okay. Slim, get thoughts.
I don't call bullshit on this. I mean, look at New Year's Eve. These guys, I know they stand around for 12 hours, but they wear diapers and shit themselves. I mean, I don't think that the story is completely true. I don't think it's an everyday occurrence where there's, you know, hundreds of people in the park shitting themselves in line, but I'm sure people have shit themselves and because they were standing in line and didn't really care to get out of line. But I don't think it's 100 people a day or, you know, anywhere near that.
A few, probably. I wouldn't put it past some. I mean, family of like, you know, 10 kids or 8 kids or however many kids you got, and you're there for like 3 days, you're going to tell the kids, you're shitting in line, stay online, you're not going anywhere. This trip costs me.
So we don't know if it's verdad or no es verdad. See, a little Spanish lingo there for you. You know, we're trying to be multicultural here.
It's great, you hippie.
Anyway, hey Rick.
There was a story you said, an actual story about.
There's
this.
An actual story. Gutfeld put it up last week when Kilmeade was on.
Okay,
Brian Kilmeade, who goes to Disney a lot with his family, he called bullshit on it.
Well, I mean,
he didn't think it was true.
Well, like I said, I call bullshit if they said that there was tons of people in the story that, you know, that they were, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. Call bullshit. But
I wouldn't want that person sitting in front of me on Space Mountain, though, because the smell be coming right back at you.
Yeah, right.
Listen, here's the deal. I run a small business, and we're open for
small business.
Well, we're open for, compared to Disney. I mean,
General Electric and Disney might call it small business, but to the rest of us, it's pretty damn big.
Well, okay, but ahead. I run a small business, and we see, you know, I'm going to say 500 transactions a day. I've been there 14 years, and we've had somebody actually shit themselves in the store. So I can imagine Disney
500 a day.
Yeah, 500 transactions a day.
Well, on your average sale must be really high.
It is. It is quite high. But I mean, on weekends, it's, you know, 800 transactions. But okay, at the end of the day, the point is I don't see nearly the amount of people Disney sees in a day at all. Never. I mean,
and you've had it happen.
And I've had a shitter at my place. So I can only imagine Disney, with the amount of people that are there in their park, they definitely have a shitter or two.
Well, that's going to be for Disney. It's going to be for Universal, SeaWorld.
It's going to be anywhere. Yeah. I'm sure someone shits himself at, you know, every football game. Someone shits himself.
Speaking of things that are brown, it segues into my next point.
Okay. All right.
And this is for Rick also. I went to a coffee place the other day. It was an Italian coffee place, I found.
Ah, okay.
And apparently you are worshipped there.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay. Great. On the menu, they've changed. I know what the picture says, but they've changed the name since then. It's now called the Riccuccino.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
It's no longer the Ejaculate. It's the Riccuccino.
Ejaculate.
I'd have changed that already if I'd known that. So
does that have extra cream in it?
Well, the other picture, please, Slim.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a very, very expensive latte.
Very expensive latte. You like
I shouldn't take a sip of my imitation iced coffee when I'm making myself laugh.
No.
It almost came out my nose. That would have been great on video.
Yes.
Especially if my screen froze with
Yeah. Oh, I'd have to screen cap that.
Yeah, thanks. What are friends for?
Here, I'll screen cap you right now.
No, don't screen cap me. All right, now this next thing we're gonna do here, this has been in the news. And even the lying liars of lies have had to cover this since Sunday. You know, run that up, Slim. You guys might have seen this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But this is the New York Times. The New York Times put this poll up. And I took a picture off my TV because I watched Maria Bartiromo on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, and I had to flip the fucker around because, you know.
Because I wanted it big.
I know.
And I knew you could. I knew you're a good flipper.
I'm a good flipper. There's no doubt about that.
These are six swing states, and the only one that Biden is ahead of Trump is Wisconsin. I would point out, though, that DeSantis and what's her name? Nakatomi Plaza chick from South Carolina.
I don't fucking
know. The Indian woman. I'm having a brain fart here.
Well, it doesn't help me.
Yeah, well, she used to be the governor.
Hey, anyway. Wait. I got a comment that we have to put up. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, some of the people at the poker table now, they just smell like weed factories. Nikki Haley.
There you go.
Nikki Haley. Nikki. Yeah, Nikki Haley. I thought of it. I closed my eyes to think of it. That's how my brain works better. Huh. But anyway, Nikki Haley and DeSantis are ahead of Biden by more in these states. That doesn't make the headlines, so the Trump numbers are there. But go ahead, Slim, you take it down. Okay. Everybody's seen it. But there's more to this poll than just what you saw there in those six swing states. in this is my soapbox portion of the show.
Trump polled. I could take a nap. Okay. I've been up since 2 a.m.
I didn't read this to you on pre-show.
Oh, so I got to pay attention.
I think you'd be thrilled to pay attention to it now.
I'll pay attention. All right.
Yes.
All right. Oh, Carol does.
Carol's from Wisconsin. Okay.
So. Yeah, we can't judge.
Yeah, well, it's your fault. You got that governor. Governor. Yeah, their governor is almost as feeble as Biden. But anyway, Trump polled 22% in the black vote. Now, in previous elections, Democrats have averaged 91% of black vote. So Trump's running more than double average. Now, he polled at 8, and he got 12 in 2020, and he got just under 20% in 16. He was polling at 7 or 8. So if he's getting, he got like 11.7 in 2016. So if he's outperforming the polling by 4%, it's fair to say that he's probably somewhere closer to 30% with black vote, because the black male vote, as we've been showing in our white supremacist segment for the last, what, 4 months?
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah. They're tired of this old crippled guy. They realize their lives were a lot better when Orange Man Bad was in charge. So it's fair to think it's over 25. And Dems cannot win an election without without at least 85% of the black vote. So 15 is like the maximum threshold that they can afford to lose and still have a chance. So if he's at 22 or 25, they shouldn't have one. But I'll get to the but later. Never mind. There's two things they're going to chant, but one of them is going to be racist, racist, racist. And that's going to be the left's campaign slogan again. Barring a conviction that the media can spin, as of today, Trump wins easily. And all that is just factual info for you. But what I really want to talk about is race, which I rarely do, with the exception of mockingly showing black Trump voters and saying they're white supremacists to mock the left. Because you remember Larry Elder, the black man running for governor of California, the LA Times and Newsom's people actually called him a white supremacist, which is just.
Mark made my point exactly.
Yeah. What, they'll cheat more? Yeah. But I am a conservative and I'm a thinking one. I'm not a right-wing reactionary. As I've said, and I repeat, the death of Martin Luther King Jr. was probably the worst thing that happened in the second half of the 20th century. Content of character is what I look for in a person. Color of skin matters not at all. But the left looks at politics by color. That's the first thing they look at, not the last thing, like Martin Luther King told them to. They never see unique individuals. Remember, if you didn't vote for Biden, you ain't black. You ain't black, man. He said that on Charlemagne the God's radio show. And it's tragic that an integrated and assimilated society where race was incidental, if for those of you in Rio Lindo means it doesn't matter, has been rejected by the Democratic Party. We get racial stereotypes, and we get guilt because of our race. You know, what we're supposed to be guilty because, you know, we were born pale. You know, especially Rick. Rick, you live in Florida, dude. Get some sun.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, look at him, Mike.
Get some sun, bitch.
I could change that right now. With the settings.
Oh, was that technology's killing us?
He's right.
All right. But we're supposed to be guilty because of our race, and our victimization is based on your race or your gender. So if you're of color, the way to make yourself heard is to reject victimhood and fight for our shared values. Nobody cares if you say you're a victim, you know, this thing, you shouldn't complain about your life because nobody cares. They don't.
No, they don't.
You know, they're glad they don't have that problem. They're glad you do. So stop being a friggin' victim.
Did you post that somewhere this week? I want to hear something about
that years ago.
I think you just shared it again on one of your pages just recently, because I think I saw it.
I say it all the time, but I just kind of wanted to put it together here tonight.
I'm not translucent, Mark.
Among those, I want you to reject victimhood. I want you to fight for shared values, and those shared values among all races can be your children's education instead of indoctrination, the right to have a say in it. You have to reject leftist racism. That's vital. And you have to have trust in your fellow man. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings should be required in all schools, as it is in Florida. Ooh.
Oh.
You know, they're all over Governor DeSantis about the black history teachings and stuff. I mean, it's very comprehensive. Martin Luther King's teachings have to be taught. Thank you, Governor DeSantis.
Well, but here's what's going to happen, though.
Well, I was about to say they shouldn't be twisted.
Well, no. Eventually, right now, at least when I went to school, we did learn about Martin Luther King. And that's as far as we got in history. Martin Luther King in the 60s, and then it stopped. We never learned about Vietnam or anything further. And every year you started back over at the Indians and worked your way all the way back up again to Martin Luther King. And then that was the end of your history for the year. Eventually, they're going to just stop teaching Martin Luther King. They're going to stop at World War II. Or eventually, they're going to stop before World War II because they're going to want to teach these kids about Hitler and the Holocaust.
Well, what's happening is Democrats are winning. They're winning by dividing us by race. So you're right. They're going to stop teaching it.
They're going to, and they're just going
to
keep going
disadvantage.
Back. Yep. Then they're going to find a point in history where they're only going to teach two because that's where their values end.
Him.
Him. What?
I'm pointing to the guy who's right.
Pointing to me. Oh, by the way,
my image is mirrored. And I always get it backwards. As anybody watches this show knows, Zip, can you figure it out after 10 months? No,
I know why this guy, wait, hold on. This guy is so white. He's wore out from this.
You're right. I should be like this.
You know, I have a joke about that.
Oh, but, Jesus,
let me finish. Let me finish my monologue.
Okay.
As it says on my wall above my "Let's Go Brandon" sign, and I'm repeating because I said this on the show before. We must learn to live together as brothers, or we will surely perish together as fools. That's a quote from Martin Luther King, which I have on the wall of my office, and it goes with me everywhere. I might get buried with it, or might get burned up with it. I don't know, whatever my son decides to do. But the young minds full of mush are proving today how close we are to being finished. Like Slim said, they're just going to stop. They're just going
to
stop.
They're going to find a point in history to stop teaching it to us.
But you see now why the left is going to convict Trump of something. And they're going to use that to affect low-info people to not restore our economy or the world's safety. You know, the things that Trump had well in hand, like the border was closed. Mm-hmm. A mortgage on a $400,000 house was about $1,700. You know what it is now?
Probably $3,500 or $4,000.
It's over $2,700. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you bought a $400,000 house after Biden's in, instead of when Trump was in, he's costing you $12,000 a year just on your mortgage. But they've got to convict him. I also want to point out that the unlikely current Republican officer holders, unlike them, Donald J. Trump knew how to address the abortion issue, which is the thing besides racism that the Dems are going to run on. Everything in Virginia for 3 months was abortion, abortion, abortion. Why? Because if Youngkin got control of the state Senate, he was going to implement a 16-week abortion ban. Well, 16 weeks is pretty reasonable. Almost all of Europe, which is definitely more liberal than we are, is at 15 weeks. So Trump was just better on abortion than these guys. DeSantis, when he signed that 6-week ban in Florida, as much as I love Ron DeSantis, and I think he'd be a strong president, I kind of knew he was over when he signed that bill. 6 weeks, they would reelect a guy who's got 6 weeks left to live over a guy who wants 6-week abortion ban. Okay, mm-hmm. It's too short. Mm. It's not going to work. And like Gutfeld said today on The Five, which I know a lot of people watch, fair point, but I disagree with him, even though he's my short little hero. Even though the bastard doesn't talk to me anymore.
I've got two number one shows. I don't have time to talk to Zip anymore.
But anyway, Gutfeld said that, well, maybe Republicans have integrity on the abortion issue and they would rather lose elections than give up on abortion. Well, okay, fine. That's a fair point. But it's a short-sighted, stupid point because we're still getting screwed on wages because of the border. We're getting screwed on inflation because they don't know how to run an economy. We're about to give in to China on fucking everything, absolutely everything, which Trump had China well under control. We've got wars in the Middle East. We got war in Ukraine. Trump got us out of wars, not into wars. Okay, Trump said, today we blew up two little things in Syria. okay? Ooh. That were they were launching drones and shit that were attacking our people in the Middle East. There's been 40 attacks on American bases in Iraq, Iran, Syria, and you know, all around that area, Jordan. Maybe not Jordan, but south of Turkey and Syria, we've got a bunch, and we've got a bunch in Iraq. And they're hitting our bases with missiles. And what's he do? He goes in and he hits two places in Syria. At least two. That's what we know so far. It could be more. Could be more. But we all know what Trump would have done. Trump would have hit two places in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit would stop. Yes, that shit would stop.
All Biden
he killed a couple of hundred Russians over. He told Syria not to drop any more of those chemical bombs on the people, or he'd hit them. They dropped a chemical bomb. He hit them. A bunch of Russians died. He called Putin. He said, "Hey, told you not to let them do it."
And one of our Reapers, Mark, just pointed out, I saw this earlier. One of our
$32 million Reaper. That was from the Houthi rebels. Yeah, the Houthi rebels would be taking about 115 cruise missiles up the ass if Trump was in charge. You know, we could actually get Saudi Arabia to do that. They're closer.
You know,
but anyway,
all Biden's done is the same thing as that Obama did. Obama, you know, he drew a line in the sand and said, "Don't cross it," but you can cross it all you want because we're not going to do anything to you. I mean,
yeah,
it's
And Trump said, "Here's my line," and they crossed his line,
and I'm going to fuck you up.
He blew the fuck out of their base.
He did.
And because the base was run by Russians, a bunch of Russians died too.
It is what it is.
Shit happens. I told you not to do it.
Shouldn't have been there.
But my other point is Trump was better on abortion to the general electorate. Now, you people who are totally against abortion in any way, shape, or form, that's fine. I respect that. Okay? I'm against it too, with the exceptions of rape, incest, and truly life of the mother, not what some liberal doctor says. There has to be a real medical reason. But I understand why people want it, and I'm not going to die on that fence of being totally 100% against abortion. What Trump said was, every time he talked about it, those late-term abortions the Democrats want are barbaric. He would call them barbaric every time. Ripping a baby out, killing a baby right before it's born. He would say that every time, and that sticks in your head when you hear that. He always said there was exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. He always said that. And he also said he would allow a 15 to 18 week time frame before abortions were banned. Almost everyone agrees that that time frame is reasonable. If Republicans talked like that all the time, consistently, like the Democrats do, this issue would go away. If they don't do it, we could still lose as bad as everything else in the world is, because women want freedom. And the right to an abortion is freedom. Most women don't ever get an abortion.
I ain't telling no woman.
But a large percentage of them want to have the ability to get one if they need to.
And you know,
so
what
you're doing is you're taking away their freedom. It's not the, you're controlling my body. You're controlling, those are just the left-wing assholes.
Well, but you know what?
It's a freedom issue.
That is true. If we're telling them what they can or can't do, we are controlling their body. I mean, and that's not fair. It's not fair for me as a man that can never carry a baby in my body to tell a woman she can or can't have an abortion.
If one of my Wigglies made that baby, I think I should have a say in it, but that's a whole nother issue.
That's a little different. But
my point on Trump is what he said on abortion worked. Okay, this is a 55-45 ballot issue in Ohio last night. Okay, Trump won Ohio by over 8 points in 16 and in 20, talking like that. So in other words, 18% different than the result on this. So the conviction is coming. Then what? I'm not sure yet.
More cheating.
But you know that it's coming. This was the other day. This is Mr. Nude Selfies from his bathroom, Judge Engorged Iran. Well, he was probably engorged, but he did cut that out of the picture before. He posted it in his high school yearbook newsletter that he's the editor of, but he did call it bonus selfie. So it's a bonus.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Yeah, it's a bonus. It's bonus narrow chest. But he actually said, No, I'm not here to hear what he has to say, meaning President Trump. I'm sorry, Judge, you fucking drug-addled ex-drummer with a Oedipus Rex complex. Look that one up in your fucking Wagnall. It was pretty good. This guy has already said Trump's guilty. This is the penalty phase. Trump is the main defendant. Trump was testifying, and the judge says, I'm not here to hear what you have to say.
Well, that's kind of bullshit, because that's
if there's not a right. mistrial, if there's not a mistrial training granted here quickly, I don't know what the hell's happening. But anyway, they're gonna hang a conviction on him. You know they are. I mean, just look at
this. Yeah, but listen, somebody told him who's much wiser than me, maybe not as wise as you guys, but much wiser than me, told me today, or not today, yesterday, even if he does get convicted, it doesn't keep him from running for president. I mean, he can still run and serve.
He can still run, but he'll lose a lot of the independent vote.
Why, though? Why?
Because everybody doesn't follow the issues that closely. And if somebody's convicted of a crime, that's all the Democrats are going to talk about. He's convicted, he's convicted, he's convicted, he's convicted. That's all you're going to hear on all the news stations. And there will be a significant portion of the people, like the 7%. Remember the 7% of people who said if they knew about Hunter's laptop before the last election, they would have either not voted for Biden or they would have switched to Trump. That would have changed the election by a shitload, right? If they
get the
same
7%.
No, they couldn't. But if they got the same 7% says they can't vote for Trump because he's been convicted of something, they don't even need to cheat.
You might be right, but I think it doesn't matter that we let them cheat. We let them get away with it. And no matter what,
I had all kinds of new evidence on that too, but I can't do all this shit in one show.
They're just going to continue to do it. Cause we can't hold them. It's not that we don't hold them accountable. We can't hold them accountable. Cause when we try to, what do we get labeled as? We've talked about it. We're insurrectionists. It's over.
We get canceled.
Pretty much. It's over.
Yeah, because Zuckerberg gave $400 million to hand out to people to create fake ballots in key swing states.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he should be in jail a little bit.
Can
you imagine how popular Zuckerberg would be in jail?
Oh, I know. Hey, can we pass out a little public service announcement, even though Election Day has come and gone? A little tidbit of information. If you're in one of those states that has those little boxes that you got to fill in the little bubbles and shit.
Paper ballots.
Okay. It don't leave shit empty, because if you leave shit empty, that gives them an opportunity to fill in bubbles for you.
In Florida, there's a no preference bubble.
There you go. So I don't know if that's in every state, but please.
No, I don't either.
I mean, it's too late for this election, but you know, please. Don't give them an opportunity to fill in the bubble for you.
I've got an important historical question I must ask.
What?
It's November.
Yeah, no, it's shit. It's 33 degrees here, buddy. Yeah.
So who the hell came up with No Nut November? I mean, if you're up north, it's cold.
Yep, I mean, nut, 33. Nut, there you go, buddy. Right
nothing's
there.
Nothing's one of the way to. That's a way to stay warm. I mean, obviously, it was some gender-confused loser who wasn't going to get any anyway. But since November does get cold up in the heathen north, Rick and I, you know, we're in Florida, so we just put on long pants and a light jacket for like 3 days in January and February.
If you're
going to have to suffer through the north in the cold, it's good to have goals. Goals are important. That's how we measure our success. And that's how we maintain our focus. Like this lady, who's just keeping the cold real.
Your hat. Is this your secret to staying warm?
No.
No, it isn't.
I have no secrets. I'm mad. I have to go to work. I have to earn a living. I'd rather have a private income and get laid well and often.
I don't think that was the answer he was expecting.
That's a real American. God bless her. That was pretty good.
Jesus Christ.
You like that one, huh?
That was good.
You know, the best thing is when reporters ask a question and it's just absolutely not the answer they're going to get, they're not looking to get. It's like,
I've got a clip that I should go back to from about a month ago. It's a Canadian guy running for office getting asked inane questions by a left-wing reporter. And he schools him. It's like 2 minutes long. But he takes this reporter and just like, it's like plucking feathers off a chicken, mm-hmm. you know? And by the time this guy was done with him, that reporter didn't have any feathers left at all. It was great. Anyway, I'll try and remember that. But she reminded me of something. And this is another deep thought.
Oh, boy. Deep thoughts from Zippy.
Yeah. Remember how when we were little, kids would lick stuff to keep other kids from stealing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think that's how oral sex was invented?
I don't know. I can't reach mine.
I'm not saying you would lick it.
Well, you didn't specify. You just...
No, it's like, you know, the wife says it's mine. You know, the guy says it's mine. Anyway, where do we get to my meme of the week?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So my stupid criminal of the week time. I don't have any pictures. I don't have any video.
I don't even got a goddamn song.
I can't. We couldn't even find Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they arrest you? There you go.
But here's the facts. Here you go. An illegal immigrant from Honduras who was released in the United States after being apprehended by the Border Patrol in Texas in June of 2021, so over 2 years ago, is now charged with felony rape and abduction by force in Virginia. And it was rape of a minor. He was arrested by local police there in Virginia, but the Fairfax County Jail didn't honor ICE's detainer request. Why? Well, we're a sanctuary county. We're in D.C. suburbs. We have government employees. We're way to the left. Way to the left. Wait. We're progressive. Illegals are people, too.
Fucking morons.
Even when they're kidnapping and raping little girls in your county? Yeah, well, we're not cooperating with ICE. ICE should be a band. AOC is so right. I wish she was our congresswoman. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, Fairfax County just in Virginia wasn't an all loss. Fairfax County just got rid of the Soros-backed DA by like 0.75% in last night's ballot. The Republican won the new DA, the new county DA position. Okay. So maybe a little less of this shit will be going on. But anyway, so they didn't retain the request. And they released the child raper back into the community without notifying ICE. They just let him go.
Bye.
Kidnapped and raped a child in your county, and we just let him go. ICE in District of Columbia found him and rearrested him again, and he's now in federal custody. So my question is, who's the stupid criminal here? The kidnapper and the rapist? Not really. The Fairfax County Jail, who's so PC, they pretend ICE is the bad guys. Yeah, maybe. But not really. The real criminal here is everyone that voted for no mean tweets and abortions. All 68 million of you. Because you know damn well this stuff wouldn't be happening every few days if things were straight. And yes, I said 68 million because there ain't no way it was 81. And while...
92 and, next time.
Yeah. Well, if things were straight, this would happen every day. And while she isn't straight, she is a kick-ass rock'em sock'em daughter. Yes, I mean, my mini-me. We have a picture. There she is. 5'2", 140 pounds of roller derby kick-ass muscle. Hmm. She is now a fully certified volunteer firefighter in the state of Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Yeah. I never thought I'd see my daughter handling a hose. Oh.
It's horrible.
No, it isn't. She'll laugh harder than we did at that one. She's awesome. We got another picture.
I know.
We got a picture of her without the helmet. There she is. That's Minnie. She's tough. So yeah, so, you know, it's not enough to work 70 hours a friggin' week at a real career that pays real money, but she wants to give back in the evenings and on weekends. And if there's any fires in the area, she can now respond. And she's got all her gear. So anyway, this week I also saw something that people are calling the end of Hollywood. And since we're about pop culture, I thought this was pretty appropriate for us, Slim. We have a SAG card holder up there in the corner. Guy who can still vote for the Oscars, unlike Will Smith. And we have Slim, who's been in the entertainment industry for years and years. So we're gonna look into this. They will probably blame Trump and guns and Israel, but this is actually taking over entertainment. Social media combined with AI. We're about to show you the trailer of a new movie coming out in 2024. This is from Max, which is HBO. And my understanding is that when it's released, it's also going to be released on X. That's Twitter for those of you in Rio Linda. Okay. This is the trailer for a new movie called The Outworld. Check this. Well, there you go. Only on X. So HBO is producing it, but Elon's got it. It's only going to be released on X. Okay. Is that cool or what?
I think it's pretty cool because you know what? This leads to us being able to do AI for our radio, for this show, and we don't even have to show up.
We get ChatGPT to listen to the text of like my last 20 shows.
Yeah,
just, then we feed in a couple of topics and ChatGPT will sit there. My face will be like this.
Yeah, you can just go to bed.
Be instead of Max Headroom, what are you gonna be? Zip Headroom?
I don't know, but that trailer that we saw there was like 97% AI.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's some real actors, but every single one of them was at a green screen. And everything else was digitally generated. And bye bye Hollywood. I mean, you don't have to pay a big time actor $20 million to do a movie when you can pay a writer $400,000 to write them.
Well, and here's the thing too, you can use this character over and over again without having to continue paying them, or just make slight modifications.
Plus, they won't age.
They won't age. Exactly.
You could do 20 years of this crap.
Yep. Especially with kids shows, you know, kids shows that if you got Full House, that show, you know, the kids never age. You can just keep, you know, doing it over and over again. And here's the thing. You change one small feature to the character and you have a whole other character for another show without having to pay yet another actor.
Just need change a second writer.
Just change the hair a little cheaper. Yep.
Well, you got to pay the actor who does the voice. You got to pay the voice actor.
Yeah, but that's still a lot cheaper too.
Oh, so
insurance
well,
on them.
You know,
cheaper.
I don't have the pictures of Adam's English tour. I didn't think I'd have time to throw them. I'll probably throw them in next week. He might come on the show in the near future. Adam Isglazian, the guy who sings our opening, he's the lead singer for Adam and the Metal Hawks. They just did a tour of Great Britain. I don't know, 20 dates or something. It was a lot. And it went over great. But he does voices for cartoons and things like that in movies.
But you don't. They're not even going to need
that. He did Pokemon the movie.
But Rick's incorrect though. You don't have. You're not going to have to pay somebody.
You get a computer to do it too.
You get the computer to do it now.
Yeah, I mean, bonus hole.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
There you go. I mean,
that's a computer.
Oh, yeah, but a live actor can add infliction.
That's,
I really can't.
I wrote some things. Yet, I wrote some maybe. Things for us to do with the AI Biden. And it just doesn't come. It didn't come out right because there's no inflection.
Well, but this is just an in development app. I mean, if you've got
a better one.
Well, if you've got a huge computer company,
if Elon Musk is in on it, they'll have you're right. They'll have better ones.
They will.
I stand corrected, Mr. Slim.
Sorry. It's just we're only at the start of this. Imagine where it is going to go. I mean, it will have what is it? Inflection? Is that what you said? The word
yes.
Inflection. Yeah. It's just a matter of time.
Well, I see wild and wonderful things all the time, but I usually see them on TV. But apparently the actors in that one commercial that I see all the time are real. I didn't know this.
Yeah, this commercial's
good. There he is. There's one of them Charmin toilet paper bears. He's walking around my neighborhood this morning. I got a shot for you. Yeah. I wonder what Bear Girl had to say about that.
Stop it, Bear! Stop it! Bear!
And don't smear your poo in my yard, Bear. Wipe good. And leave your sticky toilet paper over here near my house. Anyway, yes, Halloween is over, but I do have a follow-up story from Florida. Put the picture up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, sorry, I'm exhausted. I don't even need to click on the story. This is actually a real human skull that was being sold in the Halloween section of a thrift store in Florida. And the only reason I'm even looking at the article is Fort Myers. Fort Myers, Florida. There you go. If you want to be authentic for Halloween, you should have gone to Fort Myers. Take that down. It's disgusting.
I am. I was on my phone. That's why I
just showing you how effed up Florida is. Rick knows. He lives here too. Anyway, you guys gotta know this. I might be regressing. Slim and I talked about this on pre-show because I just don't think this is too soon anymore. The day after it happened, when I had this and sent it to Slim saying there's no way in hell I'm putting this up. That might have been too soon. Slim disagreed with me at the time. But it's been a few months. It's not too soon. Go ahead, show him. Success rate of handling Five Guys, 100%? Zero. Oh. I'm sorry, I've been waiting a long time to do that meme.
No, you have. It's never too soon. It's just you got to be smart about which profile or page you posted to.
Well, that's how my sixth sense of humor is these days. And it's like this next reel we're going to give you. It's a bit sophomoric, but I busted laughing. So indulge me here. These are kids.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
It's kids finding weapons.
Okay, that's here all. We go.
All of these weapons in the back of my parents' closet. I still don't get why we need weapons.
He could be a pedophile.
He can't molest all three of us.
All he needs is one.
And all beads?
AKA
nunchucks, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not a toy.
Oh
shoot.
It smells like shit.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm really 12 years old inside. I can't help it.
That was good.
All right. Well, I had to have something funny because I got to go back to the left on the massacre. You know, the people with the coexist stickers on their cars, you know, and a hate doesn't live here in their sign in the yard right next to their reelect Rashida Tlaib sign.
I hope these are the people that leave their front doors unlocked.
Yeah, they're the people that if I live next door, I would have a sign up that says, don't rob me.
Rob
them. I own guns. They don't.
Yeah.
That point over. But anyway, these people are a mess, but they are a minority, no matter what the media is trying to get you to think. The media plays it up, but Biden and the Dems are scared of upsetting this small percentage of our population. And it's not all college campuses going amok either. It seems the ones with huge donations from Arab countries like MIT, Harvard, Cornell, Princeton, etc. They have this anti-Israel issue way worse than colleges that don't take donations from Qatar or the UAE. But liberal cities, things are out of hand because the Democrats in charge have the leftist college mindset, even though they're grown-ups. This clip is from Thousand Oaks, California, just west of LA, and we're going to show you a picture before the clip. This is going to be a clip of the rally the media calls out that put his picture up.
Okay.
Please, thank you. This is 69-year-old Paul Kessler taking 5 minutes before he was attacked by an anti-Israel protester yesterday afternoon. Mr. Kessler is a small man, 69 years old, supporting Israel against the terrorists who murdered 1,400 people. And this is the crowd he was dealing with. Go ahead.
Sharmuta! Sharmuta! I'm not protesting, I'm just raising my voice.
Free, free, free Palestine!
Yeah, Sharmuta!
We will honor
all! Sharmuta! Sharmuta! Here it is, baby. Come and get it. Come and get it, you whore. And what?
Zionist is going to be over. Zionism is going to be over.
Yeah, okay. Now I finally figured out, this is like my fourth time watching it. The guy yelling Sharmuta at the Palestinian Hamas supporters, he is supporting Israel. Now, I happen to know what Sharmuta means, which is one of the reasons I grabbed this clip. I was married to a Palestinian for like 13 years, okay? Mini-me's mom. Sharmuta is Arabic for slut or whore. So this was an Israeli guy calling the female protesters that name. So things were getting out of control there. But one of those people with a bullhorn took it and hit Mr. Kessler in the head. Mr. Kessler fell down, struck his head on the pavement a second time, and he died in the hospital. Civil discourse between anybody in an argument pretty much went out the window with the hanging chads in 2000, I'm sorry to say. But the only guy that we've ever had in office with enough power and enough cojones to try and fix it since was set upon by nearly everyone milking the cash cow of discord. Because discord is a cash cow. Okay, that's why everything's racist, racist, racist. Because they sell, you know, they get clicks. They get eyeballs watching their stupid TV shows. They can charge more for the commercials. They make money over discord. Okay, it doesn't do you, me, or anybody else any damn good, but it's the facts of life, and we just got to deal with it. So screw that. Off my soapbox for the rest of the day. I got my joke of the week.
Oh boy.
Oh, I got another joke here too.
This could be bad.
Well, this is a story I saw and decided not to do the story, but I decided I'll do the joke about it. I saw this thing where Generation Z, that's these ones born after 95. There's a poll out and it said that these kids don't want to see so much kissy love stuff in their movies. They don't want to see sex. They don't want to see relationships. They want to see friendships and other things. And I'm like, I don't get that. You know, I just don't get that at all. They don't want to see sex and love in their TV shows and movies. But I did finally figure out why, because I saw another poll today, which made this first story make sense. The survey I saw today said that smartphones are now the number one handheld device. When we were growing up, it was
something else.
They don't know what the hell they're doing. Anyway, joke of the week, and I didn't write this joke of the week, but
everybody's
I'm gonna give it to you. You ready, Rick?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm ready.
A Polish bishop resigned after he allowed an all-male sex orgy at his church, and he was found out. This is true. Apparently something in the rectory went wrong. But in his defense, the bishop apologized. He said he didn't know what came over him.
Boy.
I said, I didn't write it. Gutfeld did this joke on Friday, and I knew immediately I couldn't beat this joke. So there it is.
Oh, boy.
Memes of the week time, Slimbo.
All right, you're up first. You got two.
Do I? Oh, yeah, this goes back to the eating thing. You know that urge to eat something just because it's right there in front of you? Yeah, that's why I'm no longer a gynecologist. Self-explanatory.
Not a job I could do. All right, here's your other one.
And this is my one to make Rick laugh.
TPing a teepee.
There you go. A bit redundant.
Yeah.
Sure is. All right, I got a definition for you guys. It's a noun. Okay. Here we go.
A noun. Okay.
Noun.
A Bidenomics. The rising cost of voting stupid. So there you go.
And I haven't
seen Rick's yet, but I'm going to tell you, you've already won meme of the week.
Well, we had to believe Rick's for last because it segues into our clothes.
It segues into the clothes.
Well,
that's right.
Both animal people.
Animal people.
You realize this means more than a human handshake. A little puppy paw, the kitty paw.
We love puppies.
I don't know if it's a puppy paw or a kitty. It's an animal paw.
I think it's a cat paw, to be honest.
It's a cat paw?
I think
it might be a cat.
It's
some kind of an animal. The little puppy.
Well, yeah, but see, that was a person's hand, so it was a. If it's a cat, they'd probably been declawed because it was a cat. They'd normally be going.
No, they don't go.
Cats are evil.
No, they're not. All of them.
They're evil. When a dog does something wrong, when a cat does something wrong, he's like. Anyway, you've got to watch our sweetest thing here. You can't leave yet. Oh, hey, we're going to be like a minute and a half under.
That's cool.
Is that going to ruin anything?
No, it's not going to ruin nothing. That means I can go to bed a minute and a half earlier. I've been up since 2 a.m. I'm exhausted.
When I had all these news stories, the show was less funny, but it was easier to time.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, we got another good night for Carol says good night as well.
Kathy all right, says good night. So, Rick,
yes.
In honor of you and your meme,
okay.
The sweetest thing this week is all doggies.
The puppies.
Yes. And it's beautiful and it's an amusing reel. I forget. I was going to thank somebody for giving this to me.
Oh.
I don't know if it was Lacey. Damn. People send me a lot of good stuff this week. And whoever can send me this, I apologize. I should have checked beforehand. But anyway.
Waiting for the cute stuff.
It's a beautiful and amusing reel. Every dog owner knows every face, every look, and every single response in this little reel we're going to show you. But to have them all together in 90 seconds is absolutely priceless. So thanks for joining us tonight. Enjoy the puppies.
The puppies.
And good night.
Guess what?
What?
It's
hump day. Yeah.
Who did?
Who done this?
Oatmeal? Do you know who bit the butter? Do you have any idea who bit the butter?
Did you eat these buns off the table?
Jasper. Did you eat her food? Did you eat her food? Did you eat? Did you enjoy it?
Was it good?
Oh my God.
Who did this? Who did it? Who?